Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday the 4th of November, or to me, Boxing Day. I'm not going to go into all of yesterday, but yes, we had good fun after all. You forget how much massive amount of work it is doing a Christmas do, and then it all being eaten in about 15-20 minutes. But good fun. But that's that done now, finished, don't need to dwell on it. Another piss-poor performance by Spurs. Obviously, thoughts with Gomez. Looked horrendous. And even I have to say, I am struggling to defend VAR at the minute. I haven't got a clue what is going on anymore. As I say, I think the technology is good. I think it's right that we use it. And that isn't going to change. But I just can't believe what a complete and utter mess of it we are making in the Premier League. But it is down. The guy at the top is an absolute buffoon. Another one, Mike Riley, ex-referee. And it just seems that they have completely and utterly lost their way with it now, that it's causing more problems than it's solving. And ultimately it's there to solve problems, and it certainly doesn't seem to be. Obviously good news that some of you are reporting good weekend on Ultimate, which is good. As I say, it's the long game keeping going in this game. You just keep grinding away. As long as you've got a bankroll, you keep going. I've posted some horses today. I've put them on the forum and on Twitter. Again, at your peril. I think one of those short ones won yesterday, the other one didn't. I didn't see the races. I'd had a small dabble myself. Yeah, Spurs, rubbish, aren't we? Absolutely useless. Still no one's yet come up with why Poch is great. Because he's quite clearly isn't. It's being proven. And we are. I've got my first prediction. I put the 8 results up. The next 8 games. First one in. Draw at Everton. Next week, draw with Sheffield United. Third week, go and hide in a cupboard. Lost to West Ham. We are garbage. Liverpool pulled one out the bag, didn't they? Just to depress your weekend even more. And the old Gooners in a bit of trouble as well. United, Gooners, Tottenham, rubbish. Looking like Leicester may well do it, Kev. Leicester may well get in the old top four again. Right, where are we at? I've got a couple of bits of football for you. NFL rubbish as well, wasn't it? We're going to do a bad week, but we haven't had a bad week, but useless, all of them. I saw the Browns got beat again. They're useless, full storm. But I thought the Patriots would win at Baltimore, I have to say. Didn't see any of the games, but rubbish. Rubbish, 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 rubbish. Right, today, a first half goal. Le Havre at Nancy, 7:45 in France. Le Havre and Nancy for a first half goal. And I don't know the price of this one. Let me just check the price because I didn't get to that game yet. I've got an over 2.5 if the price is right. As Leslie Crowther used to say, if the price is right. Oh no, it's not. It's miles out. It was the Danish game, Silkeborg Bromby, but it's only 1.44 for the over 2.5. So forget that. Don't need to worry about it. That does not qualify. So just the first half goal in France at Le Havre Nancy. Right, and I think we've got Champions League football this week. I will be, I'll just be working. I've got a few bits to do and post and catch up with. I keep saying it, it's just time. I've been working since 6 o'clock this morning. I don't know where 6¾ hours have gone. It's just been flying through. But yeah, that's my problems, not yours. Right, have a good Monday. Le Havre Nancy, horses on the Twitter and the forum. If you get involved, good luck, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.